Let the church say amen. God is good. And all the time, God is good. This morning, we have been blessed. We have been blessed again. We have been blessed already. And we have been blessed to have God in our lives. This morning, we had some wonderful singing. And we just pray, hope and pray that everybody has left everything that troubles them outside the door. And that you have come in to worship God in spirit and truth. We think about how good God is, but some of us don't seem to get it when it comes to worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. This morning the scripture was read for your hearing from the fourth chapter of the book of Philippians, starting with verse number 6. I'll reread it. It says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." This morning, we have got a growing sick list. So let us remember those who are on our sick list, and we've just added at least one more that I'm aware of within the past few days. Let us consider and pray for all of those on the sick list. Let us consider and pray for those who are on the continuing of the sick list, as well as those who are newly been added to the sick list. This morning, let us go to God in prayer. O Lord, our God and Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessings of this day. Thank you, Father, for what a difference a week makes from what we were last week at this time to where we're at today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, for blessing us with the blessings that you give unto us. Thank you for everything. We pray for the sick and the shut in, each and every one that's on that sick list, Father, and the names are too numerous to remember each and every one of them, but we don't want to forget anybody, so we just ask you to bless everybody. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for the leaders of this congregation and pray for them and their families. Pray for the brethren who have and their families who have taken a part in this service thus far, and pray for those who shall come from this point on. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, and we once again want to thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who hung, bled, and died on yonder's cross, that we may have a right to the tree of life. Thank you, Father, for everything. Thank you for all things, and thank you for anything, O Lord. Help us to remember, Lord, that you are our master and you are our guide, and we need to follow you, Father, in all that we do in this life. Thank you for everything, Lord, and it's in the name of your Son, Jesus, that we praise his name this morning from his house. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, most of us have heard or know the word therapy. We understand it means its meaning, and some of us have been treated by a therapist or have received therapy of some sort. Therapy is a treatment for some disorder with the body or with its limbs. It is a healing process. Many of us may have received therapy for a bad knee or a broken limb in order to aid in its healing and recovery. But the question of this day is, have you ever considered prayer as a healing process? Prayer can help us in healing whatever may be ailing us. Many of us resort to prayer lastly, when we ought to resort to it firstly. Prayer is God's line to get to Him. So this morning we want to talk for a few moments about everything in prayer. Everything in prayer. Prayer is the world's greatest therapy, and we ought to learn to use it and accept it. Now, I talk about prayer quite frequently, and one of the reasons is because prayer is so important in our Christian lives. Prayer is our lifeline to God. Prayer is the way we reach out to God. Prayer is everything to a Christian concerning the Lord. So I ask the question this morning, or I make the statement this morning, God does answer prayer. God is the greatest prayer answerer there is in the world. He is our refuge in times of trouble. And when we need healing and helping us by being an example of to us. Now we may find in Psalms 91 in verse number 15, God said, He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and I will honor him. Yes, God does answer prayer. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 7, ask and it shall be given unto you. God's word is filled with examples how that God answers prayer. Do you remember how that the Jews were delivered of their enemies in Joshua chapter 10, verses number 12 through about verse number 14? Joshua spoke to God and before the children of Israel. And he stood there and he said, Sun, stand still. And the sun stood still while the Jews avenged themselves against their enemies. It did not go down for the entire day. The sun just stood there and shone all day long. All because Joshua spoke to the Lord and the Lord heard and answered his request. In Acts chapter 12, this is one of my personal favorites. This is the passage in Acts chapter 12 where the church was praying for an imprisoned Peter. The church prayed for his safety and well-being as well as deliverance. God answered through their prayers. Through the Lord's angel, Peter was guided out of the prison. There should be constant prayers of all the church members for one another, especially when one asks for prayers. Members ask for prayer, but sometimes we hear the members when they ask for prayer, but then we'll pray for them, and then for some reason we stop praying for them. Well, I disagree with that. We ought to pray for them until they stand back up or until they ask us again tell us that their prayers have been answered. When I pray, I'll keep on praying till you tell me to stop. Now, I don't know how effective my prayers are, but if you ask me to pray, then I'm going to pray for you. And if I ask you to pray for me, please pray for me. And you know, like I always like to say, I'm going to pray for you whether you pray for me or not. I'm going to just keep on praying for you. God is the answerer of prayer. I will be the first to tell you, I don't know how God answers prayer. I don't know how he may answer your prayer when we pray, but I'm satisfied knowing that he can, if he will, answer us. I trust his answer. I trust that his answer would be the best whether we like it or not. Sometimes God doesn't answer the way we want him to answer, so we say that he didn't answer us. Well, we've got to be versed enough and clued in enough to know when God has answered our prayer. So think about it. Because you didn't get your direct answer, maybe you got something in its place. But just consider that God does hear prayer. God answers prayer and God continues to answer prayer. Prayer can be offered any time and anywhere. Somebody asked the question, they said, where can I pray or where should I pray at? Where do I need to be in order to pray to God? Well, David had an answer in Psalms 55 in verse number 17. David said, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry out loud and he shall hear my voice. Now, this is just my personal observation. It sounds to me just about all times and any time is good for prayer. It sounds as if David is saying, pray every time you see the date, the hour change. Pray again. Pray some more and pray once again. Any time is a good time to pray. And I often say a Christian without a prayer in their heart can't expect an answer from God until you ask Him to answer your request. As Christians, we especially need to stay in a prayerfulness mode. Prayerfulness is much better than prayerlessness. Prayerfulness means pray without ceasing, according to 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17. An example of prayerlessness may be found in Job 21 and verse number 14 and verse number 15. The Bible says, therefore they say unto God, depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy way. Verse number 15 says, what is the Almighty that we should serve Him? And what profit should we have if we pray unto Him? Well, that must be from a non-believer. These questions must be from people who don't know the Lord and would question the power of God. So not only should we pray at all times, but we should, somebody ask the rest of the question and the rest of the question, where can we pray to God from or at? The answer is we can pray wherever we may be at. From the sick room to the boardroom. From your house and especially down at the church house. God is everywhere and in all places at the same time. He's on the battlefield as He was with Joshua in chapter 10. He was with Jonah in the depth of the ocean where Jonah prayed in chapter 2. He was with David in the Psalms 139 where he wrote in verses 7 through 10. Where shall I flee from the presence of the Lord? If I ascend into heaven, where are we? Heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning, and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, it doesn't make any difference. God is there. In verse number 10, he says, even there shall the hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. No matter where we are, and no matter what time it is, God is there. He can see us from everywhere. He can see us from nowhere. He can hide. We cannot hide from God. There's no place that we can hide from God. No place where His right hand cannot hold us. No place, no matter how precious we are, God is in this life. There's not many nor much we can count on, but God is the one steady factor we can hold fast to. If anyone ever asked the question, where was God? Or where is God? Tell them He's here, He's there, and He's everywhere. All we need to do is call upon Him through prayer. And many times, we feel as though God is not going to hear my prayer anyhow. If you've already doomed yourself to that answer, you haven't tried asking Him, I don't believe. God is God, and He always will be God, and He always was God, and He will continue to be God from now on throughout the annuals of time. What should we pray about? Well, the Bible says, and look at the text, if you will. In verse number 6, it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything. Now, I believe there's a difference between some things and a few things, but he says, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Prayer is such an important factor in the Christian life. I believe we should talk about it all the time. I believe that God hears prayer and God is the answerer of prayer. How else can we tell Him about our troubles except through prayer? How else can we be thankful to Him except through prayer? How else can we praise His name except through prayer? How else can we reach Him except through prayer? In that text, what I just read for you, I want you to notice, if you will, what he says. In other words, don't let the cares of this life wrap us up and tie us down. Simply let God handle whatever your situation might be. And we were told in Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 25 to do what? Take no thought for your life. We don't and cannot understand how God is able to be God until we allow Him to become the captain of our ship. So Paul said, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with let your requests be made known to God. He says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. In verse number 7, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. He already knows about our situation anyway. What kind of God would God be if He didn't know what was going on with us? What kind of God would He be if He didn't know what was happening with His children? He already knows about it, but He wants to hear from us personally. In verse 7, in the peace of God, not man's peace, but the peace of God which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We may not always understand, but God does. His peace will keep us out of sin and help us to stay focused on Jesus. In Isaiah chapter 26, in the verse of number 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Now, do you remember those commercials? The Good Hands people. I know you remember the Good Allstate. They can't make that promise. The one who claims to be like the rock, he cannot and will not offer us the protection that God offers us. So when you go back and you look at the text in verse number 7 again, look what it says. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. For Christians, this means we have help that is above all help. We have hope that is above all hope. Since there are therapies for many body and mind ailments, it should be comforting to know that prayer is therapy for the soul and the heart. But if we but use it, we must accept the fact that we should be praying about everything. And some might say, well, that's such a little thing. I'm not going to worry about praying about that. I can handle that by myself. But the text says, look what it says again, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. It says everything. Not something, because you think you can handle it, you ought to give it to God in any way, just the same. If it's nothing but to say, thank you, Lord, for blessing me to make this day, give it to God. No matter how big or how small it is, we need to pray about it. We need to pray about everything. God can handle all of our prayers. Prayer is the lifeline to God for believers. To those who doubt or question if prayer really works, all one has to do is look to the Word of God. In 2 Kings 19, read the story about Hezekiah, who prayed and asked God for more life, and was granted more life to him. If you don't believe it, look to Exodus 14, where the Jews were facing death in front of them and death behind them. And Moses spoke to the Lord, and God saved them. And even do you remember in James chapter 5, where the Bible says the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And so I ask the question of you today, have you prayed? Think about it, have you offered prayer for getting you to this day? Have you asked God and asked Him to bless you to make it through this day? Now last Sunday at this time, we were considering not if it was going to snow, but how much it was going to snow. And God made a way. All that snow that we had, God, with one swipe of the sun, took it almost all away, didn't He, church? God is able. All we have to do is but pray to Him. Be careful for nothing. In other words, don't get upset about things. Don't concern yourself about things. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. What can I ask God for? It says here, be careful for nothing, but in everything, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Then he goes on a little further down in verse 8. He says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. What do we need to pray for? About everything. When we got here this morning, when we came in the doors of the church, we ought to say, thank you, Lord, for your house. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be with my brothers and my sisters. When we got into the auditorium, we ought to thank God for the heat that was blowing. And when we took our seats, we ought to thank Him for the benches that we sit on. Just thank God for everything. And then sometimes I begin to wonder in my mind. I ask myself the question, God, how come you're so good to us? And the best answer I've gotten for that is because He is God. And He chooses to be good to us, and He chooses to give us blessings. But you know, there's a way that we can stifle our blessings. And one of the ways is you need to talk to God more often. You need to ask God to be forgiving to you and bless you that you may continue on in this life, that you may continue to have His blessing. So when I go back and I look at these things again, I like verse number 6 the best of all. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now that means I'm not supposed to leave nothing out. I'm supposed to pray about everything. Lord, I'm going to walk out here to my car. Well, thank God for the limbs that you use to walk out to your car, and thank Him for the car that you're about to walk out to. And when you sit down for a meal sometime, a lot of us sit down and just dig right in. We ought to thank God for that meal. It's a simple, even if you ain't eating nothing but a sandwich, you ought to thank God for that sandwich. If you're not doing anything but drinking a glass of water, thank God for pure water. If you got a glass, thank Him for the glass or the cup. Thank Him for everything. Let your request be made known unto Him for everything. If I go in my pocket and I pull out a dollar bill, thank you, Lord, for that dollar bill. Not for the change so much, but for that dollar bill I got. Then, when it comes to paying my bills, or paying our bills, we ought to thank God again. We ought to thank Him for every check that you write. And I know many of us no longer write checks these days. We pay by the computer. But thank God for the computer that you're paying Him with, that you're paying your bills with. And those are some of bigger things, but the little things that we ought to thank God for as well. Thank Him for just letting me see how to write this check. Thank Him for the eyes that I use to open up my checkbook with. Thank You for the pencil that You gave me to write out this check. Thank You, Lord, for everything that You've given unto me. And Lord, even though I may not say thank You every time, I'm going to make a blanket statement to You, Lord. Thank You for anything, everything, and all things, all the time. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for giving me the ability to speak the Word this morning. Thank You, Lord. Thank You all this morning for, you all ought to thank God this morning for giving You the ability to walk into this church house. But thank Him mostly for His Son, Jesus, who died on yonder's cross that we may have the opportunity to the tree of life. Now nothing is too big and nothing is too small for God to handle. You ever seen the companies that put on their business cards and their business flyers, no job too big or no job too small? That was God's motto from the very beginning. God can handle it. God is there for us when we need Him. All we got to do is live a life that we can call upon Him. And then when we call upon Him, be willing to accept His answer, whatever His answer may be. So I ask you this morning once again, have you prayed about something today? If you haven't prayed yet, you're behind. Because you should have prayed when you first opened your eyes this morning. You should have prayed again when you got up this morning. You should have prayed again when you got your clothes out to get dressed this morning. You should have prayed when you left the house and had transportation awaiting you to get here this morning. You ought to pray and ask God to guide and keep you this day. You ought to ask Him and be thankful to Him for whatever He has done for you. And I believe He has done much for us. Because guess what? You are here. That means that He has blessed us one more opportunity to serve Him in spirit and in truth. That means that He allowed you to get here. That means that He allowed you to be in this life, to be here this morning. And I thank God for it. And there's so much more that I can thank God for. And I'm not going to go into my personal life because we each have a personal life and we can be thankful to God for it. But I know I owe Him a lot. I know I owe Him a lot on my behalf. And I'm sure that you can come up with a lot on your behalf. So the Bible says, in everything in prayer, let your request be made known. Let Him know that you care enough for Him, that He gave you the very best. And what is the very best? His Son, Jesus Christ. God gave the best that heaven had to offer. That was Jesus Christ. And Jesus came down to this world to be treated the way He was treated. And just because things don't go fair in our lives, don't go right in our lives, we say we are being persecuted. Well, didn't Jesus tell you you were going to be persecuted? That's why He says, in everything, let your request be made known. Don't be anxious about anything. Don't concern yourself about the things that you can't change anyway. When I woke up this morning, it was Sunday morning. I can't change it back to Friday afternoon. I can tell you that God is on the calendar, and in the behalf of the calendar, He made this day, which is His day. So let your request be made known unto God about everything. And don't count on tomorrow either, because tomorrow is not promised. So make your request known today, for you don't know if you'll be here tomorrow. If you love somebody, tell them today. Don't wait until tomorrow. Let them know about it today. If you love the Lord today, let Him know about it today. In everything, let Him know about it. I believe that prayer is important in a Christian's life. I believe that prayer will get us an answer from the Lord. I don't know how soon He may answer your request, but I believe that He is capable of answering your request. So if you got some situation going on, and most of us do, you need to ask God and go to God about it. And then thank Him for the church that we are worshiping in today. Thank Him for His Son that came down, hung, bled, and died on yonder's cross to give us an opportunity to the tree of life. And if you don't know Him yet, you need to come to know Him. How do I get to know Jesus? If you've already been baptized and you're a member of the body, but you've gone astray, you need to come back home. If you've never been a member of the body, you come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and then being baptized in the watery grave of baptism. And you'll come up a new creature. All things will be new. Old things passed away. Thank you, Brother Miles. So if this is your desire, as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.